Kind of, you didn't know what a hoe cake was. Alright. Have you ever heard of a Johnny cake?
Johnny cake? No, I don't think so.
Alright. There it is. Some people say that, just in general, there are two kinds of bread. There's the kind that you make at home, call that homemade.
Uh-huh.
Kind you buy at the store, you call that
store-bought.
Okay. And something that you make with a hole in the middle, you call that a
donut.
Any idea what you'd call it if you just took a lump of that donut batter and cooked it like that without the hole?
No. I don't think so.
Possibly call them donut holes.
I don't know.
That's sure. Okay. And something that you, a lot of people eat them for breakfast. You make up the batter and pour them out, cook them 4 or 5 at a time.
Pancakes.
You know the names for pancakes?
Hotcakes.
You call them flapjacks?
Sure. Okay. Flapjacks.
Okay. About how much flour would you say would come in a bag about that size?
I don't know, 5 pounds.
Okay. And something that you would put in bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
What about the two parts of an egg, you call them?
The yolk and the white.
What color would the yolk be?
Yellow.
Okay. These things that chickens lay, you call them?
Eggs.
Okay. What about different ways of cooking them that you know about?
Fried. Scrambled. Omelets. Whatever. Boiled. Poached.
Okay. And say if you cut off the tops of a bunch of turnips and you made a mess of
turnip greens.
Alright. Have you ever heard of people boiling a piece of meat along with the greens for flavor?
Pork? Or lard or bacon or something? Sure.
Okay. Have you ever heard that meat called fatback, white meat, salt meat, sow belly, any of that?
Sure, all of it.
All of it. We're going down the line.
Fatback, sow belly, whatever.
White meat.
I never heard white meat.
White meat. Okay. Salt pork?
Salt pork. Mm. Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
And the meat that people buy, eat to slice thin with for breakfast.
Bacon.
All right. And something hotter than bacon comes in.
Sausage. Work.
Okay. What about a man who deals exclusively in meat? He's a
butcher.
All right. If you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, but not get it sliced, you'd say you'd buy a whole of bacon.
Side.
All right. Now, if you take that side and begin to slice the bacon off of it, you'll probably want to cut the edge of that tough edge off. What would you call that?
I don't know.
Rind, skin.
Oh, rind. Okay.
Any other type of meat that you can get smoked other than bacon?
Turkey. I think you can get just about anything smoked. I don't know.
Okay. Say if you've kept meat too long and it's, you'd say the meat's done what?
Spoiled.
Yeah. What about butter that's the same way? How would you describe it? You say the butter's...
Spoiled? I guess.
Rancid, rank?
Rancid, rank, yeah.
Any of those would do.
Stanky, yeah.
Stanky butter. You ever heard people say that butter's gotten funky? It's got a funky taste?
Yeah, sure, funky. Uh-huh. All that stuff.
Does that mean anything else besides describing the taste of bad butter?
Funky?
Yeah.
It means anything. I mean, you can use it any way you want to, I guess.
Like what?
Like, crazy.
Mm.
Funky. Well, I think I like funky music, you know.
Yeah, funky music.
Right. Funk. Right.
Funkadelic.
Yeah.
Any idea what you could make with the meat from a hog's head?
I wouldn't make anything. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of sound?